Hey everybody, welcome to Come Follow Me Daily Dose. I'm Lindsay Hansen and today is March 29th. Today we're going to continue in this week's Come Follow Me block. We're going to continue talking about Easter and what Jesus Christ has done for us, what his atonement does for us, and what it means for us. And to start out, I want you to think about your greatest loss, your greatest trial, your grief, your greatest pain or sadness. Now, I'm inviting you to think about that, not just because I'm trying to depress you, but in hopes that together we can learn more about what the atonement of Jesus Christ can do for us. Because of Jesus Christ and his atonement, we're promised that all wrongs will be righted, that all pains and trials will be made up for if we hold out faithful. Elder Worthland once said, "The Lord compensates the faithful for every loss. That which is taken away from those who love the Lord will be added unto them in his own way. While it may not come at the time we desire, the faithful will know that every tear today will eventually be returned 100-fold with tears of rejoicing and gratitude." But here's the thing. That is a true principle, and it is a nice thing to know and to hear. It's 100% true, and it does give us hope in times of trial or grief. But, and this is a big but, that promise that all things will be made right someday doesn't necessarily alleviate the hurt today. It doesn't bring our loved ones back today or fix the shattered dreams today, but it does give us hope for the someday. So please know, as I talk today about the hope that we can find in our eternal promises that come from Jesus Christ, I am in no way trying to be dismissive or condescending of today's pain. In fact, a few years ago, a talk was given in conference to better help us understand the today and the now and the blessings that we can find. It's called The Immediate Goodness of God by Elder McKay. And in that talk, this is what he says. "Even while we are patiently waiting on the Lord, there are certain blessings that come to us immediately. The immediate goodness of God comes to all who call upon him with real intent and full purpose of heart. This includes those who cry out in earnest desperation when deliverance seems so distant and suffering seems prolonged, even intensified. So it was with a young prophet who suffered to the brink in the dank of a dungeon before finally crying out, 'O God, where art thou? How long shall thy hand be stayed? Yea, O Lord, how long?' In response, the Lord did not immediately deliver Joseph, but he did immediately pronounce peace. God also gives immediate hope for eventual deliverance. No matter what, no matter where, in Christ and through Christ, there is always hope smiling brightly before us, immediately before us. Above all, God's love is immediate." I realize that sometimes life's experiences create confusion and turbulence that can make it difficult to receive or recognize relief. I testify that during such times, our mere preservation is a tender and powerful manifestation of the immediate goodness of God. I bear witness that Jesus Christ is the great deliverer, and in his name, I promise that as you turn to him with real intent and full purpose of heart, that he will deliver you from everything that threatens to diminish or destroy your life or joy. That deliverance may take longer than you would like, perhaps a lifetime or longer. So to give you comfort, courage, and hope to sustain and strengthen you to that day of ultimate deliverance, I commend to you and testify of the immediate goodness of God." I absolutely love that talk. That talk gives me hope. That talk helps me understand that even though the things that I long for may not come until the eternities, I can find peace, I can feel love, and I can feel the sustaining hand of God now, immediately. And I feel like that is so important for us to understand, especially in times of trial, loss, grief, or pain. At this time of year, I often think about the disciples and the followers that were left behind after the death of Christ, but before his resurrection. They must have understood loss, despair, hopelessness, grief, and even anger. But amid it all, even though they didn't understand, the greatest lesson in hope was about to be taught. One of the greatest talks ever given on the topic was given by Elder Werthlin, and it's called Sunday Will Come. And I'm going to play a portion of that talk for you now.
I think of how that dark Friday was when Christ was lifted up on the cross. On that terrible Friday, the earth shook and grew dark. Frightful storms lashed at the earth. Those evil men who sought his life rejoiced. Now that Jesus was no more, surely those who followed him would disperse. On that day they stood triumphant. On that day the veil of the temple was rent in twain. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jesus, both were overcome with grief and despair. The superb man they had loved and honored hung lifeless upon the cross. On that Friday, the apostles were devastated. Jesus, their Savior, the man who had walked on water and raised the dead, was himself at the mercy of wicked men. They watched helplessly as he was overcome by his enemies. On that Friday, the Savior of mankind was humiliated and bruised and abused and reviled. It was a Friday filled with devastating, consuming sorrow that gnawed the souls of those who loved and honored the Son of God. I think of all the days since the beginning of this world's history, that Friday was the darkest. But the doom of that day did not endure. The despair did not linger, because on Sunday, the resurrected Lord burst the bonds of death. He ascended from the grave and appeared gloriously triumphant as the Savior of all mankind. In an instant, the eyes that had been filled with ever-flowing tears dried. The lips that had whispered prayers of distress and grief now filled the air with wondrous praise. For Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, stood before him as the first fruits of the resurrection, the proof that death is merely the beginning of a new and wondrous existence. Each of us will have our own Fridays, those days when the universe itself seems shattered and the shards of our world lie littered upon us in pieces. We will all experience those broken times when it seems we can never be put together again. We will all have our Fridays, but I testify in the name of the one who conquered death, Sunday will come. In the darkness of our sorrow, Sunday will come. No matter our desperation, no matter our grief, Sunday will come. In this life or the next, Sunday will come. The resurrection transformed the lives of those who witnessed it. Should it not transform us, brethren and sisters? May we understand and live in thanksgiving for the priceless gifts that come to us as sons and daughters of a loving Heavenly Father, and for the promise of that bright day when we shall all rise triumphant from the grave. That we always know that matter how dark our Friday, Sunday will come, is my prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
My friends, I testify like Elder Werthlin that Sunday will indeed come. No matter the loss, trial, grief, pain, or sadness, Sunday will come because of the atonement of Jesus Christ. But until that day, I testify that because of the atonement of Jesus Christ, we can rely on the immediate goodness of God. Thank you so much for listening today. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to follow us on social media, subscribe, like, comment, or share. This has been Come Follow Me, Daily Dose, and I'm Lindsay Hansen.